thing I did want to bring up to you before I talk to Q, who takes pictures at the funerals of and the observances for those people who have fought, bled, and died for our liberty, is this picture. Excellent. Q Matip is a guy who's a wonderful man. I've run into him over the years at a number of events, and he's there always taking pictures so that the people's memories are, they always have a memory of the memorial service, that people don't forget the people who gave their lives. And Q, what are you up to today, and what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Right now I'm up to 5'11". This morning I did a mission from Clackamas to Willamette. We escorted some soldiers' remains from the past that were abandoned on shelves. It's a project called Missing Across America. And it's to give military men and women that have been forgotten or left on a shelf somewhere at old funeral homes or whatever, giving them proper military funerals after they've been ID'd and the service they served in. The other thing I've got going is yesterday I went to Dallas, Oregon, mm-hmm. and photographed them putting up the Avenue of Flags. So it's flags on both sides of the road going throughout the cemetery in Dallas, Oregon. And on Monday, I'm scheduled to be in Vancouver, Washington, where they have a special ceremony for veterans. My main project, IraqWarHeroes.org, which is a tribute site to all the men and women that served in Iraq and or Afghanistan and have since deceased. And currently in this generation, we've got over 5,592 men and women that gave their all. Protect this country, protect this freedom, protect our freedom, our liberties. And if you want to get a better feeling of exactly how many people these are, go to the website and put your mouse in the top right corner, click on your center button, and then pull it towards you, and it'll start an auto scroll. Slow scroll it, and just watch the screen, and you'll see all the names.
Mm-hmm.
And, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
People take this holiday for granted, and, you know, for a lot of people, it's barbecue and sales and things like that, and I think more people need to take the time to honor these people. I don't want to call it celebrate. For me, Memorial Day is every couple of days. Mm-hmm. I see grieving families that have lost someone, and one of the things I've been doing in the greater Northwest is traveling to the funerals and memorial service and photograph them for free for the families. Because a lot of the families are grieving too much to see who all is there to pay honor to the loved one that gave their all. And, I wish more citizens would participate. We're still at war. I see a lot of faded ribbons, mm-hmm. a lot of faded flags. Matter of fact, I don't see a lot of flags at all. People shouldn't wait till Flag Day. I think every day we should be out there showing our troops that we support them. Mm-hmm. And we should be showing the families that sacrificed their family members. We should let them know we care. You know, I mean, sometimes I walk around and I think, you know, people just don't care because it doesn't hit them directly. And you know, that's the wrong attitude.
Well,
we need to change that.
I think for you, as you said, every day is Memorial Day. Every day. We thank you very much for doing what you do. We appreciate you taking the pictures. I know the families do, and I know that they need to have that memory of who was there, what happened, if they ever want to go back to them. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do. And that's nice that you memorialize them for them, and they're all in one place on their website. And also, I appreciate what you did, and I put it on Twitter today. It was your Faces of Hate email, your website, and the Faces of Hate, which are the Westboro Baptist Church nutballs who were coming to town.
You know, as bad as this group is, I have to admit, though, they have done one good thing.
Really? What's that?
All the hatred. It was because before the Patriot Guard riders came about, I went to a lot of very lonely funerals,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. And about a year and a half into the war, when this this fanatic little group decided, well, let's use the funerals as a way to get more attention. That's when they were formed, and more people became aware of our funerals, and more people started showing up. So I have to give them that one little tiny sliver of credit. Everything else, well, you would bleep me and bleep me and bleep me and bleep me.
Q, thanks for everything you do, and he does this for free. He does it for donations, and of course he's a professional photographer, but he doesn't ask for anything, but I'm asking on your behalf, because you got to get gas to go to all what you call your missions, and we appreciate the fact that you do that. Thank you.
And it's my honor to do so, and it's my honor to bring awareness and let people know who our heroes are.
Thanks, Q.
Thank you.
IraqWarHeroes.org on the Victoria Taft Show. Go check it out. If you forget that email, that website, it's on the blog at VictoriaTaft.com, and it's on the right-hand side. It's one of, in fact, I have a special place for it on the blog. PJ